This is VOAU, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. State Department has officially declared Monday's military takeover in Myanmar a coup. The State Department announced its decision on Tuesday, saying, quote, Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma's ruling party, and Win Myint, the duly elected head of the government, were deposed in a military coup on February 1st. The State Department designation triggers restrictions on some types of foreign aid, although types that help Burmese citizens, including humanitarian assistance and democracy support initiatives, are expected to continue. Myanmar's military on Monday detained senior party members of the ruling National League for Democracy. They said the government had not acted on allegations of fraud in November's election. They then declared a state of emergency set to last for 1 year. The NLD took the most votes by far in the November elections. A new session of parliament was due to begin on Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden is signing executive orders today to continue dismantling former President Donald Trump's restrictive immigration policies. Biden's plans include an attempt to reunite families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexican border. In the first hours of his presidency 2 weeks ago, Biden acted to halt construction of Trump's $16 billion wall along the southern border with Mexico and sent a far-reaching immigration bill to Congress. U.S. lawmakers have been stuck between liberals looking to ease the path to U.S. citizenship for immigrants and conservatives seeking to stem unauthorized immigration. Mr. Biden's immediate focus is on the 3,100-kilometer southern border with Mexico, where Trump tried to keep thousands of migrants from entering the U.S. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.